Hey there, it is Dan speaking, and welcome to a new podcast edition here for Central Vineyard. In this time, as we are now a country in lockdown for at least 4 weeks, we're aware that there's just a massive reset that's going on for all of us. And while you find a new rhythm in your home, while you find a new rhythm in your day, we want to post some things that might be helpful so that you can abide with Jesus. So to do that, we've put a few things on our website that we'd love you to check out. We have a daily office, which is morning and evening prayers. And we have this. This is called the Daily Devo. And our heart with this is that it would become something that each day just pops into your podcasts. You can have a listen to it for a few minutes, maybe in the morning while you're making your first cup of coffee, or maybe at midday when you're getting ready to have some lunch, or maybe at the end of the day when you just need to reflect and take some time to examine what has been. Now, if you can hear some noise in the background, that's because my little boy Jimmy is here. This is how it's going to be, people. But as you navigate the interruptions of the day, as you go about your everyday normal life in this new time of doing it just in your home, we just hope that this would be something that you could look forward to each day, a little something that would be a blessing and an encouragement. So today, to get started, we want to start thinking right at ground level here, right at the base, which is, well, what is a devotion even for? And ideally, what a devotion is for is that it is about asking a question, which is, well, what's the attention of my heart? Because that's what devotion is. Devotion is the attention of our hearts. What are our hearts aimed at? And so the question that I want us to think about as we begin is just simply, where has my attention been? Where has my attention been in the last couple of days? What have I been attentive to? Who have I been thinking about the most? What have I been putting a lot of energy towards? And I don't know about you, but for the last couple of days, it's just been crazy, hasn't it? As we've had so much to consider, so much to do, so much to think about. You know, you might have been a person who had to pack up work and shift it all to your house so that you can keep working. You might be a person who has a lot of anxiety right now because your work hasn't continued and you're going to have to figure out what this looks like for the next little while. Or maybe you're one of our amazing medical professionals in our church community, and you're heading to the hospital, or you've just got back from the hospital and you've just worked hard for the day. Or I don't know what your attention has been on, but I know for me, my attention has been all over the place. It has just been a frazzled mess. And so as we begin this first edition of the Daily Devo podcast, what I would love to do is to just try and help us to focus the attention of our heart on God. To do this, who I've asked is Shelley Taylor. She's on staff with us, and she's an amazing part of our pastoral team. And Shelley is going to share with us a prayer which should focus us, a prayer which should give us a sense of our attention returning to who God is. It's a fantastic prayer, and I really encourage you now just to get comfy. You might like to sit down for a minute. You might like to just pull up a chair, and I'm going to hand it over to Shelley, and Shelley's going to take us out for this first edition.
The prayer I'm about to read is from a book I have called Evelyn Underhill's Prayer Book. And I love this prayer, and I think it is so pertinent for today because it's a prayer that reminds us all of who our God is, of how big He is, and of who He is, and that He is far above, and His name is far above any virus, any disease, any pandemic. And I hope it encourages you today. You are the holy Lord God. You are God of gods, who alone works marvels. You are strong, you are great, you are most high. You are almighty, you, Holy Father, King of heaven and earth. You are threefold in one, Lord God of hosts. You are good, every good, the highest good, the Lord God, living and true. You are love, you are charity, you are wisdom, you are humility. You are patience. You are fortitude and prudence. You are security. You are rest. You are joy and gladness. You are justice and temperance. You are all our wealth and plenty. You are beauty. You are gentleness. You are the protection. You are the keeper and defender. Amen.